Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus. Today we're diving into some fascinating research from UAPX, an organization dedicated to studying
UAPs.
UAPs, right, using rigorous scientific methods.
It's refreshing, isn't it? They've published a paper detailing their first field expedition to Catalina Island, and their commitment to data quality and transparency really stands out, and avoiding any preconceived notions about UAPs.
So they're approaching this like any other scientific investigation, looking for evidence.
Exactly.
Before jumping to conclusions.
Precisely. They're not just chasing lights in the sky. They're using a multidisciplinary approach, bringing together scientists, engineers, and even military veterans to collect and analyze data.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this Catalina Island expedition. What were they looking for, and how did they go about it?
Well, Catalina Island was chosen because of its history of UAP reports, even going back before the famous Nimitz incident. For a week in July 2021, the UAPX team set up multiple observation points, one on a rooftop in Laguna Beach, another in Avalon on the island itself. And they even had a mobile unit called the OSIR IS vehicle.
So they had their eyes on the skies from multiple angles. What kind of equipment were they using to collect this data?
They had a whole suite of high-tech tools. One was the UFO DAP system, a high-resolution camera specifically designed to track moving objects. They also use infrared cameras, or FLIR cameras, which are great for nighttime observation and capturing heat signatures.
Infrared cameras make sense. But you know, I have to ask about something that really caught my eye in the paper. They used a radiation detector. That's not your typical ghost hunting equipment.
It might seem unusual, but think about it. There have been reports of potential radiation effects associated with some UAP encounters. UAPX is taking those reports seriously enough to incorporate radiation detection into their investigations.
So they're really covering all their bases, looking for any potential physical effects that might be associated with UAPs.
Exactly. They're not limiting themselves to just visual observations. They're trying to capture as much data as possible from different angles and using different instruments to get a more complete picture.
Like they're building a case file, gathering all the evidence they can, right?
That's a great analogy. And speaking of evidence, they also mentioned plans to add even more sensors in their future expeditions. Things like ultraviolet imaging, advanced EMF meters, and even piezoelectric acoustic sensors.
Wow, they're really stepping up their game. I'm guessing the more types of data they can collect, the better they'll be able to analyze and understand these UAPs, right?
Absolutely. Each sensor provides a different piece of the puzzle. For instance, piezoelectric sensors pick up vibrations and sound waves, opening up a whole new avenue for detecting potential UAP activity.
It's like having multiple witnesses to an event, each offering a different perspective that helps piece together the whole story.
Exactly. And one of the interesting things that came out of the Catalina Island expedition was an event they called the Dark Spot Incident.
Okay, a dark spot. I'm all ears. What happened?
Well, early one morning around 4 a.m., their UFO DAP system picked up this dark, undefined spot in the sky. Now, a dark spot on its own wouldn't necessarily be unusual, but here's where it gets interesting. It coincided with a high-energy event recorded by their radiation detector.
Hold on. A radiation spike at the same time as this dark spot? That definitely piques my curiosity, but couldn't that just be a coincidence? Like a cosmic ray hitting the detector at the same time a bird flew in front of the camera?
Of course. Coincidence is always a possibility. That's why UAPX took a very systematic approach to analyzing this event. They came up with 10 possible explanations for the dark spot, and they methodically evaluated each one.
10 explanations. That's impressive. Did they rule out a bird, by the way?
Well, they considered things like birds, insects, even a potential hole in the cloud cover. They also looked at possible equipment malfunctions, atmospheric conditions, you name it.
So they were really trying to leave no stone unturned.
Exactly. They even went as far as analyzing Doppler weather radar data from nearby stations to see if there was anything unusual happening in the atmosphere at the time.
Wow. They're really pulling out all the stops to figure this out.
Yeah.
What did the radar data show?
It did show some unusual readings around the time of the sighting, but it's hard to say definitively whether those readings were directly related to the dark spot or just part of a normal weather pattern.
Ah, so even with all that data, it's still a bit of a puzzle.
That's right. UAP research can be very challenging. But what's important here is that UAPX is approaching it with a level of scientific rigor that we haven't seen before.
It sounds like they're trying to take the unidentified out of unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Exactly. They're setting a new standard for this type of research.
This is why I'm loving this deep dive. Mm. It's fascinating to see a group taking such a methodical approach to a subject. that's often shrouded in mystery and speculation.
It's definitely a step in the right direction for UAP research. And speaking of their methodical approach, they also did something very interesting with their FLIR camera footage.
Oh, tell me more. What did they discover in those infrared images?
Well, they collected over 600 hours of FLIR footage, which is a massive amount of data. Initially, they thought they had captured some truly bizarre events, like objects appearing to rain down into the ocean.
Objects raining into the ocean. Now, that sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It did seem strange, but after consulting with experts in thermal imaging, they determined that what they were seeing was actually a common camera glitch known as rastering.
So, a case of mistaken identity, courtesy of a technical glitch. It's a good reminder that even with advanced technology, you need to be careful about interpreting the data.
Absolutely. That's why expert review and collaboration are so important. And speaking of collaboration, they also developed a fascinating software program called CTAP to analyze their footage.
CTAP. Tell me more about this software. What's so special about it?
Well, CTAP stands for Custom Target Analysis Protocol. It was designed specifically to analyze their infrared footage and identify anything moving in an unusual way. It helps filter out things like birds or airplanes, focusing on those objects with potentially anomalous flight characteristics.
It's kind of like a motion detector, but much more sophisticated.
Right.
Able to recognize patterns and differentiate between normal and potentially anomalous movement.
Exactly. And here's where it gets even more interesting. CTAP actually uses principles borrowed from particle physics to analyze the data.
Particle physics, like the kind they do at the Large Hadron Collider. What does that have to do with UAPs?
You might be surprised to learn that detecting subtle signals against a noisy background is a common challenge in both fields. In particle physics, they're looking for rare particle interactions. With UAPs, it's about finding unusual patterns of movement or energy amidst all the normal activity in the sky.
It's amazing how seemingly unrelated fields can connect in unexpected ways.
It really is. And speaking of connecting things, they also did something called coincidence analysis, looking for any events where they got simultaneous signals from different instruments.
Ah, yes, coincidence analysis. Like, did they see anything strange on camera at the same time they detected that radiation spike?
Exactly. And they did find a potential coincidence between one of the high-energy radiation events and the UFO DAP dark spot video. Now, it's important to note that coincidence doesn't equal causation. They could be completely unrelated events.
Right. Just because two things happen at the same time doesn't mean one caused the other.
That's true.
But I'm assuming they didn't just brush it off as a coincidence.
Of course not. They actually went through the trouble of calculating the probability of this coincidence happening purely by chance.
Wait, so they're bringing statistics into this?
They are, and they're doing it in a very rigorous way. They used a formula from particle physics, yes, particle physics again, to determine how likely it is that two events occurred simultaneously purely by chance.
This is getting really fascinating. I'm really appreciating their thoroughness.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they find? What were the odds of this coincidence happening randomly?
Well, their calculations showed that the probability of accidental coincidence was actually quite high. It means it's likely a fluke rather than a real connection between the events.
So maybe not the smoking gun they were hoping for.
Perhaps not. But remember, even if this particular coincidence turned out to be a fluke, it's still a valuable exercise. It helps them refine their methods, improve their data analysis, and ultimately get closer to understanding these UAPs.
It's all about the process, right?
Right.
Building a foundation for future research.
Precisely. They're showing us how to investigate UAPs with the same level of scientific scrutiny and skepticism that we apply to any other scientific question.
I have to say, I'm really impressed with their commitment to doing things the right way,
mm-hmm.
even if it means not finding definitive answers right away.
It's a refreshing change from the sensationalism and speculation that often surrounds this topic. And speaking of doing things the right way, they were also very upfront about some of the challenges they encountered. During the expedition, one of the things they highlighted was the importance of having accurate location and time data. They actually misidentified the International Space Station as a potential anomaly at one point.
Wait, they mistook the ISS for UFO. How did that happen?
It turns out they had some timing errors in their data, and they made some assumptions about the object's size and distance that turned out to be incorrect.
So even with all their sophisticated equipment, they're still susceptible to human error and assumption.
Absolutely. This incident really underscores how crucial it is to have precise data, especially when you're dealing with moving objects. Without accurate location and time information, it's incredibly difficult to determine what you're actually looking at.
It's like trying to solve a jigsaw puzzle with some of the pieces missing. You can make guesses, but you might not get the full picture.
That's a great way to put it. And they also learned some valuable lessons about their equipment. For example, they discovered that their UFO DAP software wasn't as reliable as they'd hoped.
What kind of issues did they have with the software?
It had trouble consistently tracking objects, and it wasn't able to record data from all of their sensors simultaneously. They realized that having multiple cameras, each capturing the same event from different angles, is essential for confirming that what they're seeing is real and not just a glitch.
Makes sense. It's like having corroborating witnesses.
Yeah.
If multiple people see the same thing, it's more likely to be real.
Exactly. And they also realized the importance of better time synchronization between their instruments. This is crucial for accurately calculating the probability of coincidences. If they detect a radiation spike and a visual anomaly, they need to know precisely how close in time those two events occurred.
Right, if the timing is off, it could skew their analysis. They also mentioned having some issues with their FLIR cameras, right? Something about objects appearing to rain into the ocean.
Yeah. Yes. Initially, they thought this might be something truly unusual, but after consulting with thermal imaging experts, they discovered it was a common camera glitch called rastering.
So another case of technology playing tricks on them.
It happens. But the important thing is that they were able to recognize the glitch for what it was and learn from it. This highlights the importance of collaborating with experts in different fields to avoid misinterpreting data.
It seems like a lot of what they learned from this expedition was about fine-tuning their methods and identifying areas where they need to improve. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Absolutely. They were very upfront about the challenges they face and the lessons they learned. In fact, they're already making improvements. They're upgrading to a new type of FLIR camera that's smaller, more portable, and provides higher resolution images.
So they're taking what they learned and using it to make their research even better. That's great to hear.
It's the hallmark of good science, always striving for improvement. And they're not stopping there. They have more expeditions planned, and they're developing even more sophisticated analysis techniques.
I'm really excited to see what they come up with next. Now, earlier you mentioned that they're not just looking at visual data. They're also looking at things like radiation. Did they find anything interesting in that area?
They did. Their radiation detector, called the Cosmic Watch, picked up several high-energy events and high-rate excursions. Now, most of these could be explained by normal solar activity, things like cosmic rays hitting the Earth's atmosphere.
Okay, so most of the radiation readings were just background noise, so to speak.
Essentially, yes. But there were four high-energy events that stood out as particularly ambiguous. They couldn't easily be explained by known sources.
Intriguing. Did they speculate on what might have caused those unusual readings?
They were careful not to jump to any conclusions. They acknowledged that these events could be due to some unknown natural phenomenon, or even some yet-to-be-understood aspect of solar activity.
So more mysteries to solve. I'm sensing a pattern here. A lot of intriguing data, but not a lot of definitive answers.
That's the nature of UAP research right now. It's still a very young field, but each new study like this helps us get closer to a better understanding.
It's like piecing together a giant cosmic jigsaw puzzle, one data point at a time. Speaking of puzzles, you mentioned earlier that they're looking for coincidences in the data, moments where different instruments pick up unusual activity at the same time. Did they find any other examples of this besides the dark spot and the radiation spike?
They did mention one other potential coincidence that caught their attention. Remember how they misidentified the International Space Station?
Yes, the case of mistaken identity.
Well, what's interesting is that this misidentification occurred during one of those unexplained high-energy radiation events. Now, again, it could be pure coincidence, but it's certainly something that warrants further investigation.
Right, it's like a little red flag popping up saying, hey, take a closer look here.
Oh.
But I guess the challenge is determining whether it's a real signal or just a random blip on the radar.
Exactly. And that's where their commitment to scientific rigor comes in. They're not just looking for anomalies. They're trying to understand the data, rule out conventional explanations, and develop robust methods for analyzing these complex events.
It's an approach that I think is long overdue in this field. But let's be honest, a lot of people want to know if this research is getting us any closer to answering the big question: are we alone in the universe? Did this expedition shed any light on that?
Well, while the Catalina Island expedition didn't yield any definitive alien spacecraft detections, it provided valuable lessons for improving future research.
Okay, so no smoking gun,
Yeah.
but valuable lessons learned. What are some of the key takeaways from this expedition that will help them in their future research?
One of the biggest takeaways is the importance of multi-sensor data collection. The more types of data they can gather, the better their chances of identifying true anomalies and separating them from equipment glitches or natural phenomena.
It's like having multiple lines of evidence in a criminal investigation. The more evidence you have, the stronger your case.
Exactly. And they also emphasize the importance of collaboration, not just within their own team, but with experts in various fields. Bringing in specialists in areas like thermal imaging, radar analysis, and even particle physics helped them to analyze the data from multiple perspectives.
So they're not trying to do everything in a vacuum. They're reaching out to the wider scientific community for help.
Absolutely. They understand that this is a complex issue that requires a collaborative approach. They also stress the importance of developing open source tools and making their data and methods publicly available.
That's fantastic. It promotes transparency and allows other researchers to build upon their work.
Precisely. It's a move towards making UAP research a more legitimate and rigorous scientific discipline.
And speaking of legitimacy, they did bring up something that I found quite intriguing. They talked about the need for a statistical significance threshold for declaring an anomaly.
Yes. They proposed using a 5-sigma threshold, a standard borrowed from particle physics. It essentially means that the probability of a particular event happening by chance has to be less than 1 in 3.5 million before they can confidently say it's a genuine anomaly.
Wow, that's a pretty high bar to clear. It sounds like they're serious about avoiding false positives and ensuring that any claims they make are backed up by solid evidence.
Exactly. It's a bold move, and one that I think is necessary if UAP research is going to be taken seriously by the mainstream scientific community. It's about establishing credibility and avoiding the pitfalls of sensationalism that have plagued this field for so long.
I have to commend them for their commitment to scientific rigor, even if it means that progress might be slower.
It's a long game, and they're playing it smart.
Well, I, for one, am excited to see where this research leads. What are some of the other things UAPX is looking into?
Remember how we were talking about the potential connection between UAP sightings and solar activity?
Yes, the idea that the sun might be somehow influencing these events.
They're definitely pursuing that line of inquiry. They pointed out that some researchers have speculated that solar activity could be triggering or influencing UAP sightings. It's a fascinating idea, but one that requires a lot more research to confirm.
It makes you wonder if there's something about the way the sun interacts with Earth's magnetic field. Or maybe even with some unknown technology or energy source associated with UAPs.
Right.
That could be causing these effects.
It's definitely a possibility.
Wow, that opens up a whole new realm of possibilities. It seems like the more we learn about UAPs, the more questions we have.
That's the beauty of scientific exploration, isn't it? It's not always about finding answers. It's about asking better questions. And UAPX is certainly doing that.
Well, I have to say, this has been one of the most fascinating deep dives we've done yet. It's clear that UAPX is approaching this research with a level of scientific rigor that is both impressive and inspiring.
It gives me hope that we might finally be on the right track to understanding this phenomenon.
I agree. And while we may not have all the answers yet, I'm confident that with continued research like this, we'll eventually get closer to the truth.
And who knows, maybe that truth will be even more incredible than we can imagine. It really does feel like we're on the cusp of something big.
It does. And it's exciting to see it being done with such a focus on scientific validity.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, they did mention something in the paper that really struck me. This idea of a Phi Sigma threshold for declaring a UAP anomaly. Can you explain what that means for our listener and why it's important?
It's a concept borrowed from particle physics, where the bar for claiming a discovery is set incredibly high. Five Sigma signifies that the chance of the observation being a fluke is less than 1 in 3.5 million. It's essentially demanding extraordinary evidence for extraordinary claims.
So UAPX is adopting that same rigor, saying they won't declare something a genuine anomaly unless it meets that incredibly stringent standard.
Precisely. It shows their commitment to avoiding premature conclusions, even if it means being extra cautious.
It's like they're saying, we're not just looking for anything that looks weird. We're looking for something that definitively breaks the mold of what we currently understand.
That's a great way to put it. It's about moving beyond anecdotal evidence and establishing a solid scientific foundation for UAP research.
It's like they're building a fortress of evidence, brick by rigorous brick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that kind of foundation is crucial for gaining credibility and attracting more scientists to the field.
Right. And it also makes their findings more convincing, right? Mm-hmm. If they do announce a discovery that meets that Five Sigma threshold, people will have to take notice.
Absolutely. It sets a precedent for the level of evidence required to make a significant claim in this field.
It's like raising the bar for everyone, pushing the entire field towards a higher standard of scientific rigor.
And that can only be a good thing for the future of UAP research.
I'm incredibly impressed with what UAPIX has accomplished with this first expedition. They've set a new standard for how UAP should be studied. And they've done it with transparency and a commitment to scientific methodology.
It's a testament to what can be achieved when scientists approach this topic with an open mind, but a skeptical eye.
And they didn't just collect data. They analyzed it, learned from their mistakes, and shared their findings with the world.
It's that willingness to share, to make their data and methods accessible. That sets them apart.
Mm-hmm. It invites the rest of the scientific community to participate, to scrutinize their work, and to build upon their findings.
It's a truly collaborative approach, and that's what this field needs to move forward.
So where does UAPX go from here? What's next on their agenda?
They have more expeditions planned, each building upon the lessons learned from the previous one. They're also continuing to develop their analysis techniques, incorporating cutting-edge technology and collaborating with experts in various fields.
It sounds like they're constantly pushing the boundaries, refining their methods, and expanding their knowledge.
They're not content to rest on their laurels. They're driven to uncover the truth, whatever it may be.
And that's what makes this research so compelling. They're not afraid to ask the big questions, to challenge our assumptions, and to explore the unknown.
And in the process, they're helping us to understand not just UAPs, but our place in the universe.
Which brings us back to that thought-provoking question they posed at the end of their paper. What are the implications if even a tiny fraction of UAPs turn out to be non-human technology?
It's a question that forces us to confront the possibility of something truly extraordinary, something that could fundamentally change our understanding of the universe and our place in it.
It challenges our perceptions of reality, our beliefs about life beyond Earth, and our very definition of what it means to be human.
It opens up a Pandora's box of possibilities, some exhilarating, some perhaps unsettling, but all undeniably fascinating.
And that, I think, is the ultimate allure of UAP research. It's a journey into the unknown, a quest for knowledge that can rewrite the textbooks and redefine our understanding of ourselves and the cosmos.
It's a journey that UAPX is leading with courage, curiosity, and an unwavering commitment to scientific truth.
And I, for one, can't wait to see where it leads.
It's an adventure that's just beginning, and the possibilities are truly limitless.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of UAP research. We'll be back soon with another fascinating exploration of the unexplained. Until then, keep looking up.
And keep those minds open.